The following podcast is a part of the Spin Studio Network. Hello, Sunshine, and welcome to She Was the Fire. It's time to stop dancing in the dark. Let's start your fire and ignite your spark. I'm Courtney Mangan. Welcome to episode 14 of season 2. And today I am doing just a bit of a fun one, get to know me. You seem to be liking the story time episodes and the Q&A episodes. So I'm going to do a kind of like a Vogue 73 question episode. I don't think we'll get through to 73 questions, but you guys have asked me a whole heap of fun questions, and so that's what we're going to get into today. But before we start, as always, please share this podcast with someone in your life that you think might like it as well. All right, let's get into what I've been up to. And to be honest, there hasn't been a whole heap. I have tried, I think I've talked about this many times before, but how I'm trying like new ways to move my body now that I don't have sort of the side effects of the joint pain anymore from my cancer treatment. I wanted to try like new exercises, and exercising is something I've always struggled with. I just can't seem to get motivated. So one of my like goals this year is to try things that I'm going to enjoy so I don't feel like it's exercise. And so I told you the other week that I did that like routine choreographed dance class, whereas this week on Monday I went to like a free dance class, I guess. Not as in money, but as in like you can do it however you want. So basically you go into this like big room. It was a school that it was at night. And so it was like their sports center or something. And they switch all the lights out and you just dance. They just play really loud music and you just dance for an hour straight. It just made me remember like how much I used to sweat and like really like get a good workout when I was in a nightclub. And so I thought, it'll be the same as that. And it definitely was the same as that. I burnt something like 500 calories and had a great time doing it. However, it was like the first few minutes, it was a bit like, oh, I can kind of see the silhouette of people and I'm a little bit uncomfortable dancing in sneakers and activewear, and I'm not in my high heels and I'm not in a cute dress and I'm not drinking. What's happening? I'm sober. But then after that, you kind of get over it, and then you tend to do this kind of like more physical dancing. Everybody there, you can definitely see silhouettes of people. And there were a lot of people there just by themselves. I went with a few friends, but they were kind of doing this really like, oh, I'm relaxed and I'm one with the music kind of floaty dancing, whereas like me and my friends were kind of like jumping around and like moving our arms and our legs at the same time, like trying to get like the workout in and get our heart rate up. So I burnt something like 500 calories. So I was really happy with that. And it just felt like a really good time. It is, the only problem is it's really dictated by who the person is playing the songs. And so the first half of it, it was really good music. And the second half were like songs that I don't feel like, one, I didn't know, and two, I don't feel like we're the most, I don't know, like high energy songs. So it is kind of dictated like by that. So then I was thinking like, do I start my own thing, or just turn my lights out at home for an hour and just do my own dancing? Is that what I would do? But would I actually do that? Like, this makes me the commitment to go somewhere, meet a friend, you know? So I did really enjoy it, but I also felt like there were moments in it where I was like, oh, this song's kind of lame, and it meant my energy was lower. If it was just like banger after banger, I feel like I would have burnt way more calories because my energy would have been a lot higher. But yeah, and I also love the fact that you feel really like sweaty and like you've done a good workout, but you're not destroyed after it. You know, it's not like days later I'm limping around because there's stairs at the office. All the girls, they do leg day. You hear them like walking up the stairs, where it's like I was fresh as a daisy, but still like got those calories down. So that was good. But yeah, so I did that. I enjoyed it. I think I will go back and give it another whirl just to like see if maybe the songs do improve. Then also last night, so I'm recording this on the Friday before you hear it, so I recorded it a week earlier. This will go live on Tuesday, so only a few days earlier. So I went to, we had a private class. So I talked about the aerobics dance that I did last week. Well, this week we had a private class with the instructor and just had like my spin crew and a couple of our friends at the warehouse, the James Cosmetics warehouse, and we just like did a routine there, and we did it to Let's Get Physical, Olivia Newton-John, and Adam from Adam's Aerobics came and did a class with us. It was so much fun. It's like a good bonding experience for the spin crew. Not everybody came. It was just like who wanted to and who was comfortable to dance. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. So I'm really enjoying the like dance side of ones that aren't too difficult. I do not have any rhythm. I'm really bad at memorizing dance routines, and I'm not very fit. I need to work up my cardio and my endurance. So I have another friend, Ash, she wants me to go to this other one that just seems like really high tempo for like the full hour. And with Adam's class, he does 3 songs straight where it's high tempo. So that's like what, maybe 9 minutes? And I was like, fuck, I need a break. That's 9 minutes. And then he does like the choreographed dance, so you take it step by step. So he's still moving the whole time, but it's not high tempo. Whereas some of these other classes do like 45 minutes straight, like Zumba, 45 minutes straight, just high tempo. I just don't think I'm ready for that yet. Need to work my like self up to that. I think the next thing I'm going to try is off the dance train, and I'm going into Reformer Pilates. So I think I'm going to try a couple of private classes with that, just because I feel like I am very bad at that. I did like one class with the spin crew a few months ago, and I just don't have the core strength and stuff. And I feel like I was putting myself in positions that were kind of like maybe injuring me a little bit. And so I just feel like if maybe I do a few individual classes to get my technique right and work on that, that when I do the classes, that it won't matter as much because I'll know how to put my body in the right positions, because I kind of like injured myself a little bit last time. So I think I need a bit more one-on-one time. So I think that's my next thing, but I will report back. But yeah, I'm kind of on this journey. If you've got some recommendations, let me know. But I'm trying to do things that don't feel like a workout and that feel like just something that I actually want to go to and look forward to every single week. So that's basically all I've been up to. That's it for now. So let's get into the Firestarter. And I'm just going with a song that I'll be talking about a little bit later in this episode. And it's just one of my favorite songs. And it's Love Me Like You Do by Ellie Goulding. What are you waiting for? I just love the vibe of the song. Like, I just feel so many like nice emotions when it comes on. I'm not sure why, but I just always, and it reminds me of like driving in the car at night and feeling like the wind in your hair. Not that ever really happens because I always have my windows up, but it just gives me that vibe. All right, that has been added to the Firestarter playlist over on Spotify, which you can get through the link in my show notes if you want to check that out. All right, let's ignite today's topic. We are getting to know me with some rapid fire questions, pun intended. All right, number one, who is my style icon? I would say I have a few, and I have different moods that I get into, but my top celebrity style icons would be Dakota Johnson, Zendaya, Gwyneth Paltrow, and Hailey Bieber. My most amused. Next up, my most used emoji, and that would definitely be the raised hands emoji, that like, ha, one. I always am like doing that praise hands thing. Love that emoji. Next, one ingredient that I put in everything. That would definitely have to be garlic. I put garlic in absolutely everything. Perks of being single. I just have it on pretty much everything I eat. And I do use that everything but the bagel seasoning on a lot of stuff as well. I put it on pasta, salads, dumplings, steak, veggies. Like, I put it on everything as well. And if you want the recipe to that, if you don't live in America because you can't buy it here, you can get it through the highlights on my Instagram. But it's just basically like sesame, white and black, poppy seeds, garlic, onion, and salt. And it's delicious. Next up, window or aisle seat? This one, I guess, really depends. Like, I always get the aisle seat because I have IBS, and it is very stressful to think that you might have to be getting up and down the whole time and annoying the passenger like near you, be like, excuse me to go to the bathroom. It just stresses me to know that I don't have quick access to a bathroom. So if I am on a flight, I do like to have the aisle seat. However, my preference if I wasn't dealing with IBS, or if I'm traveling with my family who I don't really mind about asking them to move, I do prefer the window seat just because you can like lean on it. But another reason that I tend to avoid the window seat now is because I read this stat that the sun, when you're on the plane, is actually like being in a suntanning bed. So I always have like so much sunscreen on now when I get on a plane, just in case I'm in a window seat, because it's actually really dangerous for you. And there's all these studies that I read about how pilots have a higher rate of melanoma because they're exposed to the sun up in the sky, and it's more dangerous. I guess you're closer to the sun. So yeah. Anyway, there's that. Typically these days I go aisle seat just because it's a lot less stressful for me, but I do prefer window to like have something to lean on and not have to, definitely middle seat is not even an option. Like, horrific. No. All right, number five, book everyone should read. This is a book I talk about all the time, and that's Untamed by Glennon Doyle. I absolutely adore that book. I watched it. I listened to it. I watched it. I wish I watched it. It'd be a great movie. I listened to it because I did it on audiobook last year or at the end of 2019. I absolutely adored it. It's about kind of just that female empowerment, kind of like a biography of Glennon Doyle. It's just really interesting and very eye-opening. All right, my favorite body part. I'm going like, oh, I don't like, I would say my hair is probably my favorite body part. I also really like my skin, but I also have a love-hate relationship with my skin given that, you know, melanoma is a skin cancer. But yeah, I would say probably my hair is my favorite thing about me. When I was younger, I used to loathe it because it was red and it made me stand out and it was, you know, something people could make fun of me about. But now that I'm older, I love that my hair is something that's unique and it really suits me, I think. And, you know, I'm like, I saw this TikTok the other day and it was like a girl walking into a hairdressing salon and she was saying that she's like the VIP of every hairdressing salon because every time she walks in, people are like, and that does happen for me at hairdressing salons. I get a lot of like, oh my God, is your hair natural? Oh my God, people pay so much money to get your hair this color. So I guess it would be my hair because I guess the older that you get, you realize things that are more unique about you are the more interesting things, not the things you should be ashamed of, which when you're younger is often how you feel. And I think like 2% of the world's population have red hair. So, you know, very unique. All right, next up, my favorite variety of cheese. I would say Danish feta is probably my favorite variety of cheese if we're going like just generally in a meal. The thing I use the most would probably be like a mozzarella, parmesan, cheddar kind of thing that goes into like pastas and on top of pizzas and that kind of thing. If we're talking about like on a cheese platter, I love like a double brie or a Mersey Valley. Yummy. Next up, my go-to movie snack. That would definitely be chips. Chips for me is my go-to snack pretty much all the time. Over chocolate, over lollies, it's always chips. But I do like sweet and savory together. But yeah, chips. My favorite chip flavors, not that you're asking, but I'll throw it in there anyway. Light and tangy, atomic tomato. I also like barbecue Samboys and love a salt and vinegar. Oh, I also do like the cheese and onion thins as well. I'm just a chip girl. My whole family is like chip family. So it's too hard for me to choose. Too difficult. All right, next up, lipstick or lip gloss? The answer is actually lip balm. I would choose lip balm every single day of the week. I reapply a lip balm like 20 million times a day. However, I do own about 300 lipsticks and probably 1,000 lip glosses. So if we're choosing what I gravitate towards more, if it's not a balm, it's probably a lip gloss. I just like the look of things being glossy and I just don't like the feeling of sort of dryness on my lips and it doesn't really matter with it. The other thing with a lipstick that I don't like is you have to constantly reapply and you're constantly checking like, is it smudging? Is it everywhere? But I don't get that with a gloss. And I just like that sort of fresh, youthful look that a gloss gives. But ultimately, I like hydration. So a moisturizing sort of lip balm is where I'm at. My favorite is the Sol de Janeiro lip balm. Love, love, love. If you're looking for a cheaper solution, I love the Nivea lip balms as well, just in the original. Next up, dead or alive dinner party guests. Wow. This is a really hard one. And I'm just going to throw out like a bunch of names of people who I would like to. Like we're just going to say Oprah, get that out of the gate. Most people say Oprah. It's just like the go-to. I think Brené Brown would be great to have. Chris Martin, who is the lead singer of Coldplay. Also Dave Grohl, the lead singer of Foo Fighters. Taylor Swift, Kris Jenner, Aaron Sorkin, Maya Angelou. Those are the kinds of people that I think I'd like to sit down and have a chat with. There probably should be a comedian thrown in. And Ricky Gervais is one of my favorite comedians, but he's also very polarizing and I might think he might be a little bit much at a dinner. But those are the kind of people who I'd be interested to chat to. My all-time favorite quote, "Find out who you are and do it on purpose" by Dolly Parton. My favorite board game. My all-time favorite board game is Articulate. If you haven't played it, get around it. And my newest favorite board game is called Blockbuster. And I got this for Christmas last year, I think it was, or maybe the year before. And I love it. It's just like all about movies, and you have to like act out scenes from movies, quotes, characters, like a whole bunch of stuff. It's just a lot of fun. The movies in it are really difficult. So when we play it now, we actually all write out our own movies and then chuck them in. So it's like a little bit more up to date with the movies that we know here in Australia. A lot of them are sort of very like American, a little bit older leaning. So it's not ideal if you aren't like a super movie buff. So when I play with people who aren't movie buffs, we just kind of all write 10 out each and like a group of us, and then we get the like Legally Blondes and, you know, Mean Girls kind of ones come up a lot, and they're a bit easier to play with. Next up, my favorite color, I would say green is definitely my favorite color in all of its forms. Love like that emerald color, but then I also really love like olive and khaki and army green and, you know, all of that. Word that I hate, I have a few, bauble and bobbin. I hate, those are words. Oh, baby as well. No, I don't hate the word baby. But bauble, bobbin, there's just something about the way that they sound, the way you have to say them, that like the way they roll off the tongue, it's just not for me. I do not like those words at all. Words that I love, I can only really think of one, and that would be fathom. I love the word fathom. Like, you cannot fathom something. I don't know why. I think it's because one of my all-time favorite movies and favorite movie scenes is the You Can't Handle the Truth scene from A Few Good Men. And in that, Jack has this like monologue that he says, like, you can't fathom something. And that's just a word that he used. So from a young age, I was like, wow, what a powerful word, because I didn't understand what it meant when I first heard it. And then when I looked it up, I was like, oh, I really like that word. I don't know why. It's just an everyday word, but I really enjoy it. Random. My go-to coffee order. So many of you asked my go-to coffee order. Fun fact, I don't like coffee. And that leads into the next question, which is something that you don't like that everybody else does. Coffee. I love, love, love the smell of coffee, but I dislike the taste. I have no idea why. I've just never been able to get into it. I've probably had maybe 3 or 4 sips of coffee my entire life, and I just really do not like it. I was asked also what my Starbucks order is, and given that I don't drink coffee, I love the Starbucks vanilla frappuccino on cream. It's not coffee-based, so that's why I like it. But when I would go to my immunotherapy session, after that we'd go past a drive-through Starbucks, and I'd always make my mum drive in there and get me my vanilla frappuccino. I don't know why. I just love that drink. And everywhere I go around the world, so when I've been to Spain, I've been to, you know, Germany, America, England, I always go to Starbucks and I always get the vanilla frappuccino. Love it. It's a little bit more problematic now that I'm a little bit sort of like lactose intolerant. So I can't drink too much of it, otherwise it does make me sick, but I do love it. But yeah, I just don't like coffee. I really wish I did, because I love the act of like going to get a coffee with a friend. And I don't really drink that much tea either. I don't drink any of the flavored teas like peppermint tea or any of that. If I do have tea, it'll be an English breakfast, but I need a biscuit to like dip in it, you know? It's just very British of me, I guess. My mum's, you know, English, so I grew up with like dipping biscuits in my tea. But yeah, I just don't like coffee. I wish I did, but I also at the same time, people are like, you can train yourself to like it. And I'm like, why would I train myself to like something that like so many people clearly have like addictions and get withdrawals from and stuff? And I kind of like, it would be nice to have when I'm really tired, like that buzz, that pick me up. But then there's also like a downside to it. So I just thought I'll just leave it. It is what it is. My favorite scents. I would say peach is one of my favorite scents. I feel like I'm saying that weirdly. Scents. And fresh linen. That scent that goes around a lot in candles. I love that as well. I love caramel kind of scents too. My favorite perfume that I own myself is Elle by YSL. I have no idea about perfume scents and like what's in them, but usually the things I gravitate towards are like a little bit more fruity, I would say. Next up, if you made a documentary, what would it be about? Now, if we're just going on like something that I'm interested in and not on like something that would like help society and change lives, and just going on something frivolous, I would probably do a documentary about the songwriting process. I'm so obsessed with learning about how people write songs, which is probably why I chose to have like Chris Martin and Dave Grohl at my Dead or Alive dinner, because I'm so intrigued by the songwriting songwriting process. I really liked the Billie Eilish documentary recently because it showed a lot about the songwriting process. I love seeing Taylor's documentaries because she shared a lot about the songwriting process. I love just seeing like how people can make something that's so powerful and like what it can mean to someone that's listening to it can be so different from what was intended when it was written. You know, like all those emotions that you get when you listen to these songs. I just love hearing what goes on behind them and also like how talented people can be. You know, I've seen things where Chris Martin like writes a song in like 1 minute and it's done. It's like, what the hell? That is insane. So I would probably make a documentary on that because I'm so intrigued by the songwriting process. All right, next up, thick or thin Vegemite? I would say medium, and I don't use butter, which I guess is probably not a very traditional thing for an Aussie to do. I'm not a huge fan of butter unless I'm using it in cooking. So you'll see like when I make a sandwich and stuff, I don't put butter on the inside of my toasties. It's just on the outside to make that crunchiness. I don't actually like the taste of butter unless I'm cooking with it. So yeah, I wouldn't have butter with my Vegemite and I'd probably just do like a medium spread, I guess is what I would say. I remember when I had my weight loss surgery and there's only like a certain amount of things that you're allowed to eat, you know, for like a 6 week period. And one of them was like Kruskets because they dissolve in your mouth. And I would have Kruskets with Vegemite on it so often. I was addicted to that stuff because it was just like such a strong flavor that didn't taste like soup because that's all I'd been having for so many weeks when I was on the liquid diet. All right, next up, what is my favorite Disney movie? I think it would have to be Alice in Wonderland, which is like a little bit heartbreaking because there's not really the songs in Alice in Wonderland like other Disney movies, but I think it just resonated with me the most as a child. I have no idea why, but I'm addicted to mazes because of Alice in Wonderland. And I just used to like love that whole like drink me, eat me concept of food as well. Maybe this is where my problem with food started, Alice in Wonderland. And I loved that, like, I love the quotes out of the movie. There's just so many, like, I don't know what it is, but there's something about, like, Wonderland that just really intrigued me from a young age. So definitely Alice in Wonderland would be my favorite Disney movie. Other movies that I do really love, like I love The Little Mermaid, the music in that. And also I have red hair. So when I was young, I just felt very seen by that whole Disney princess vibe. Didn't like that she had to give up her voice, you know, to be with the prince. But Meghan Markle really like kind of put that on its head, didn't she, the other day when she was saying that she feels like the Little Mermaid, like she had to give up her voice to be with the prince and then she got her voice back in the end. Cute. And Ursula is one of my all-time favourite villains as well. So, yeah, probably Alice in Wonderland, but, like, Little Mermaid's a close second. All right, next up. If I could sit next to anyone on a long-haul flight, who would it be? If I'm going with, like, a family member or a friend, I think I would go with my friend Kelly. She is someone who I just always have really insightful chats with. Whenever we discuss things, we're just really open with one another. And it's a lot about like our feelings, how we've been programmed to react to things certain ways. And I really just feel like I'm always like, kind of feels like a therapy session when we're together because it's like decoding a lot of things. Like, this is how I'm feeling. Why did I do this? Why did I feel this way? And breaking things down. We talk a lot about like, you know, she's raising young girls. So we talk a lot about, you know, what we've been taught as young women by our mother, by society, and how that's changed, shaped who we are today. Just like, it's always really thought-provoking. I always love chatting with Kelly because it's just like I just realize something new every single time. And Kelly's actually the first person that said to me, the way you look is the least interesting thing about you. And that was something that I say a lot now and that really resonated with me. And so, yeah, I would say Kelly because we just, I think, bring out great discussions in one another. But if we're talking about celebrity, and I wasn't like some annoying crazy person that was just like, talk to me. And they were just willing to chat to me on this long haul flight. I would say probably Jamila Jamil. I think that she is the same thing. Like, she just would sort of teach me a lot. I think that she just has really great opinions on things in a way that is actually really realistic. And I often will struggle with the hard line that you have to take in things where it's like everything is black and white. And I think that she really shows that things are grey and that sometimes you can try to be doing your best all of the time and sometimes you do fuck up and it's okay to acknowledge it and then move on and then keep trying. And so I really like how she sort of brings out these thoughts and opinions in me when I listen to her speak. And so I'd probably say her because I think that would be really interesting. May as well get the most out of my long-haul flight, you know, or like I guess I could say like a hottie celebrity guy or something, but like it's not like he's going to hook up with me on the flight. So it's kind of pointless, I guess. Next up, we've got salty or sweet. I answered this before, both. Text or call? Probably text. But Marco is actually my answer to that one. I have this app called Marco Polo and it's kind of like FaceTime, but it just banks it for you. So I can just get on and be like, hey, like, what are you up to? This is what I'm doing today, da 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 da. And then when my friend is ready to watch it, she'll watch it and she'll respond. And then when I'm ready, I'll watch hers and I'll respond. So it's like FaceTiming, but in your own time. And it actually sometimes feels like a bit of a diary because you don't have someone responding back to you. You're just openly talking for like 10 minutes to your friend about what you've been up to or something that you've just done or something you've heard or watched. And you just kind of like get your true raw emotions out because no one's like interrupting you or giving you their own two cents. It's a bit of an interesting concept really. But yeah, so Marco Polo is an app that I highly recommend because it's like that middle way between you still get to talk to your friend and get to see your friend's face and get to know what's going on in their life. But I don't always have time to do that because we're on, you know, my friends might have kids. And so we're on very different, you know, timelines within the day. You know, my best time to talk to me is when I'm driving home from work. So I'll like, you know, obviously I'm not touching my phone. I tell my phone to call my friends from the speaker. But that's the best time because I can't be doing any work. I'm not distracted. Nothing else is happening. I'm just driving. But that's the worst time for my friends because that's, you know, when the kids are getting home, they're getting them in the bath, they're having, you know, eating dinner time, all that kind of stuff. So I find that Marco Polo just works better for everybody and you feel like you're still connected to your friends. Next up, wardrobe staple. Probably jeans, I would say, a good pair of jeans. I have a few different pairs of jeans, denim shorts, anything in that kind of like jeans and denim vibe, I think is a staple. Denim jacket, I think just denim as a whole is a great staple in your wardrobe. Favorite songs of all time. Wow, that's a really tough one. I've said many times before, Christmas Lights by Coldplay is one of my all-time favorite songs. I also love The Secret Garden by Bruce Springsteen. Oh my God, I love that song so much. The Promise by Tracy Chapman. Not Ready to Make Nice by the Dixie Chicks. When I'm feeling like I just want to get some emotions out, there's like a section in that song that it's like, made my bed and I sleep like a baby. That one, it's just like, and she gets so rolled up and you can hear the raspiness and the anger in her voice and just makes you like, yes. It's also like when you listen to You Oughta Know by Alanis Morissette, when you listen to that, you just get so much like angst out. Love it. I also really like Love Me Like You Do by Ellie Goulding, which is the fire starter for Tay. And Bigger Than My Body by John Mayer is another favorite too. I have so many favorites, but those are songs that like I can turn on and like feel things when I listen to them. Only watch one TV show for the rest of your life, what would it be? I think we all know the answer to that. That is definitely The West Wing. My favorite meal to make at home. I would say my Gordon Ramsay grilled steak sandwich is probably one of my all-time favorites. I discovered that during ISO. My brother has been making it for a while and then I discovered it after he made it for me and I wasn't really in a cooking mood then. And then when I was in isolation, all we were doing was sitting at home cooking. So I decided to make this recipe and now I have it all the time. I absolutely love it. It has this like amazing tomato salsa chutney thing that you make at home. Oh my God, it's so good, delicious. And I also make a lot my peach salad, or nectarine. So it's nectarine. I always get in trouble for pronouncing this wrong. Not trouble. People mock me because I say it wrong and I don't even know. It's just peach baby bocconcini or bambini bocconcini, prosciutto plus my everything but the bagel seasoning and a bit of balsamic. Delicious, even if you're feeling a bit fancy, a bit of honey. Oh, so good. Love it. Next up, my celebrity hall passes. okay, I would say definitely Michael B. Jordan. Oh, thinking about Harry Styles at the Grammys that were just recently on. Whew, What a hottie. Idris Elba, Chris Evans I really like, Ryan Reynolds, Bradley Cooper. I guess they're sort of my, it's like one extreme to another. It's like Idris Elba's like a fair bit older than what like someone like Harry Styles is. We've got a whole mix in there. But yeah, I just like that. I definitely, Chris Evans like has to have a bit of stubble. Like I can't have him barefaced. I much prefer him to have a bit of stubble, and Harry's hair can't be too long. Like I didn't like it when it was like down to his shoulders. You know, if I'm being picky about my hall passes. But to be honest, if Harry Styles wanted me at any time, I wouldn't care what his hair length was. All right, short or long nails. I like my nails to be sort of just a little bit past my fingertips because I can't function otherwise, and I have natural nails, so I grew them myself. I can't have fake nails because I just hate the way it destroys your nails. Plus, I can't put my fingers in those like little sun tanning beds for your nails because although it's a very small chance that you can get melanoma from it, it's just not a risk that I'm willing to take just for my nails. So I have my own nails and I do them every single week. I'll just like file them and make them into the shape that I like and paint them to make them look pretty. But yeah, just beyond my fingertips, I guess, is kind of the length that I like. Not too long because it makes it hard for me to like, I write a lot. And the way I hold my pen, I kind of put a lot of pressure on my fingers and I, like my nails, if they're too long, dig into my fingers. And typing, I'm useless if I've got long nails. Next up is sunrise or sunset. Definitely sunset. I love the feeling that's in the air around sunset. It's kind of like that feeling just when it's about to rain or it just has rained, that feeling in the air. I love that when it's sunset. Rings or necklace? I'd probably say necklace. I don't often wear rings that much. Attend games of entire footy season or soccer season? And I don't know if it like the way that they've written like entire season, if they were trying to say it as like a punishment, like would you rather have to sit through the footy season or the soccer season? But firstly, in my family, football is soccer because my whole family is like huge on soccer. But for me, I love NRL and I used to be a Broncos member. I've been to many State of Origin games. I've been to a grand final in which the Broncos didn't win, but you know, it was still a great moment. Yeah, I love NRL and that's definitely like the football sport that I would choose because I have been to like pretty much the entire season of the Broncos before, given I was a member. All right, if you were given $1 million and you could only buy three things starting with C, what would they be? Can I say cure for cancer? No, if we're saying like real things, I would say the Cartier Love Bracelet, a condo by the beach, and a cat. I really love cats. I'm a cat lady, but I don't want to buy any animals until I own my own property. So given that my condo is going to be by the beach and I own that, I can buy my own cat. Pineapple on pizza. Yes, yes, yes. Every single day of the week. Favorite takeaway. I would say my favorite takeaway, for being really specific, is the fries from Coffee Club. And I order it on Uber Eats way too often. And all of my staff love it because I can never finish them. And I share it with them and they are obsessed with the fries from Coffee Club too. I always ask for extra seasoning. Favorite clothing brand, probably Age, I would say. If we're going for something that's a bit more affordable, Zara. If I could change my name, what would it be? I don't know. I've always really liked unisex names. So it would definitely be unisex. I don't know. I've never had an issue with my name, to be honest. Maybe it would be something like Charlie. I don't know. I like the idea of like James for girls as well, but I don't know if I'd want it myself or if it would be something I'd give to like a child if I ever had one. I don't know. I never really thought about that. Sorry, guys. I think that I'm happy with my name, but I'm not one of those kids that's like when you grow up, like tried to call yourself. I mean, I did like people calling me Alice because I thought I was Alice in Wonderland, but I don't actually like that name. whether it was when I was a child. But yeah, I've never really had an issue where I like wanted to change my name or dreamed of having another name, to be honest. Wildest thing I've ever done in my life, definitely just like going to Europe with no plan and no end date when I was 17, just getting on the plane and figuring out as I went. That was probably the craziest thing I've ever done. Favorite day / night of the week. I love Monday mornings because it feels like a fresh start and I love that. And I love Friday nights just because it's just like, I don't know, it's that really like the end of the week, celebration kind of vibe. Early bird or night owl? Definitely a night owl. If you could live in a fictional TV show if you could live in a fictional TV show world, where would it be? I'd probably say the Gilmore Girls, that little small town vibe I really love where everybody knows each other's names. I also probably would want to live in like the West Wing where it's just like that idyllic world where politics just means so much and it's so important and everyone's honest and, you know, there with like a noble, you know, values. I don't know. It's like, it doesn't really feel like the real world, the West Wing, does it? I just kind of like that. And I would love to have kind of lived in, as a man, I guess, in Mad Men, the golden age for ads. It was a bit of a rough time for women during that period. But yeah, I would like to live in like that world, I guess, as perhaps one of the men. Next up, rain or sunshine? Definitely rain. What's one thing people don't know about you? I pretty much share everything, but probably that I wear glasses most of the time. When you see me on Insta story, I don't wear my glasses because of the glare. And I don't wear them when I'm doing the podcast because I don't need to be able to really see much when I'm sitting here. So in my video promos, you don't see me wearing them either. But on a daily basis, just around the office, I pretty much am wearing glasses, I would say, 90% of the time. I can't see things that are like far away. Close up reading and everything like that is fine, but when things are far away, it's like just a bit blurry. So I just have my glasses on at all times. So I don't know if that's something that you don't know about me, but that's like something that people will say like, oh, are those glasses just for blue light? And it's like, no, it's because I'm, you know, can't see much. Next up, what is heavily played on your playlist right now? Billie Eilish. I've been listening to a lot of her. And then there's this playlist on Spotify that I'm loving. It's called Wake Up as the Main Character in a 2000s Movie. What a vibe. And also there's this other playlist. It's called Folklore and Evermore, but in a very specific order. That's literally what it's called. And it is Taylor Swift's two latest albums, but in a specific order of like the storytelling, which I really like. So those are the three things I've been listening to a lot right now. Favorite drink, hands down water. I'm obsessed with water. I love water. And I also, for an alcoholic drink, coconut Margi, replace the Contro with Malibu because I'm allergic to Contro. Latest TV obsession, Ginny and Georgia is my favorite thing that I've watched recently on Netflix. I just really loved the way that they were dealing with some very important issues like mental health, like race, but in a lighthearted way that was educational, but also left you sort of like an episode or a TV show that was like kind of Gilmore Girls vibes too, but with a serious tone. Loved that. My death row meal. Definitely my mum's enchiladas. It's not enchiladas from anywhere else. I don't want you to come at me with like, you know, Benita enchiladas or Guzman and Gomez, whatever, Guzmani Gomez, however you pronounce it. I just want my mum's very specific old El Paso from the packet, basically, enchiladas. Bloody j'adore. Dream podcast guest. Probably like Kardashians for downloads, but if we're going like actual like content, it would probably be Jamila Jamil and Brené Brown. I think those would be two things that would be really good for you guys to hear. It would give some really great value. It would be like on brand content for this podcast. Back row or front row at school? Definitely the middle row. When you're the back row or the front row, you're a target for the teachers to be called upon to answer questions. So I would just like hide in the middle. That's for sure. What actor would play you in a movie about your life? Jessica Chastain, looks-wise, I guess, is probably what I would say. But if I'm going like vibe-wise, I think someone who has like a little bit of everything is like Emily Blunt. Like she's like a little bit funny, she's a little bit serious, she can be like quite uptight and conservative, but then also can be like a bit of a mess. She's a bit organized, but like also like a bit neurotic, a bit of a hard worker. I think she's just like a good mix of everything when I think about her. Like I obviously don't know her, but I'm just thinking about like the roles that she's played or like interviews with her. And maybe Emily Blunt. Which Friends character am I? My friends actually call me Monica. So Monica. I'm very competitive, as is Monica. Very anal, as is Monica. Always plays by the rules, as is Monica. What I do for fun. Now, this is something I need to work on because I realize I just don't really have any hobbies. I just don't do anything that's like sport or like, you know, pottery or anything like that. So I am working on that. But for me, I guess it's just like watching TV. That's like the most common thing that I'll do in my downtime. But I really love like going out with my friends, having cocktails, food, you know, eating with my friends. I love food. I love how I just said that. You know, like that whole like going out at night with family or friends. I love that whole process. It's not really something I do for fun, but I like doing that. But this whole dancing workout stuff that I've tried recently, I'm really into. So that could be something I do for fun. My most annoying habit, definitely that I'm messy and I never put anything back where it belongs. Brownies, corner or centerpiece? Corner. As long as it's not too burnt, I think. I just eat the whole bloody brownie. I don't even know. Probably corner. All right, dream vacation. I've always really wanted to go to Italy, so I think that would be on my list of I really want to go to Pompeii, and then also just like the fabulousness of Italy, the food, the culture, the history. I think it would probably be Italy, and I would love to go back to Paris as well. I went there when I was quite young, so I don't really remember that much about it. So as an adult, I'd really like to go back there. All right, and just to finish up on a question that's like a little bit more specific, I guess, and it's not just like a general thing. Someone's asked me about what my role is in James Cosmetics, and so I thought I would just finish on what my different jobs are in case you are kind of new and you don't really know that. I think I did an episode on it. You could go back and find that. But number one, I own a business called Spin & Co. with my brother Sam, which is a branding agency. So we do everything from like traditional PR for getting your business in the paper to doing send outs with influencers. We handle digital marketing. We'll do content creation, a whole bunch of stuff, all around branding. Number two, I co-own a business with my brother Sam called the Spin Studio Network, which is a podcasting network. And I am a producer within that. So basically all the podcasts that you hear that come out of the Spin Studio Network, I sit in the room and I help with the content, help organize guests. We get the advertising for them. We record it. We edit it, do all of that. So those podcasts are Happy Hour with Lucy and Nikki, Hanging with the Hembros, Empowered with Revy Jane. We've got Flourished and Fulfilled with Sophie Guidolin. And then we've also got Flawed and Fabulous with Ash. Sam has his own podcast as well, which is called Literally Nobody Cares. So those are the podcasts that we do. Then thirdly, I'm the creative director for James Cosmetics. So that just means I'm in charge. Like I kind of like oversee the team here a little bit, but it's also the creative side. So stuff that happens on the social media, the content creation around that. And then I don't create it myself. Like we have a team that does that, but I oversee it. And also all the campaign shoots that happen within James. I help come up with those concepts and execute all of those shoots. So that's my job there. I also have my own side hustle, which is Courtney Mangan Co., where I design and sell my own stationery. So that is basically what I do in a nutshell. If you didn't know who the hell I was or what was going on because you're new here, welcome. All right, well, that is pretty much it from me today. Let's just finish with my attitude of gratitude. So many different things to be grateful for, obviously, but at the moment I'm just really grateful for my body and that it's starting to recover a bit. There's been such a bad period after my side effects from my immunotherapy where I've just been so sore, but now that I'm actually starting to get out and try finding workouts that work for me, I'm grateful that my body is like getting a lot better and playing along with me for that. So I'm grateful. All right, and to finish on this week's thought of the week, we're just going with my favorite quote, which I already said, find out who you are and do it on purpose. Well, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I'll be back next Tuesday with a new app. But in the meantime, try something new this week and protect the skin you're in. Follow me on Instagram @CourtneyMangan and @SheWasTheFire. Subscribe and share. Bye.